The conference will now begin.
Okay, Trevor, welcome back. Another week, more Torah, more light to spend during this 10 minutes of our day. Now we're going to start in Mitzvah Hashem, the first of the halachas, the Lipud Halachas. Could be the most important halacha of all the halachas. So therefore, we have to open up our hearts, we have to open up our mind, and we have to prepare ourselves in order to allow the Torah, the Nachum, and that every Nelson to enter into our heart. So we have to start off with the Hakdama. Rabbi Nelson says the halacha is Yavir Kari Lamod Babokas. Lavodas Boro. That one should strengthen himself like a lion to get up in the morning to serve his Creator. That is the way that one has to start his day. This is the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shiyehehu Ma'or HaShachar. That he should be one who awakens the Shachar, the morning, he awakens the dawn. One should wake up strong to serve Hashem. The Ramah adds, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. That I place Hashem before me always. Zeh Kla Gadol B'Torah, and this is a Kla Gadol. This is a big rule in Torah. So it's very interesting, if you've ever thought about it, why is it that the Ramah adds this line, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, here? That could be added anywhere. That is a general Kla Gadol B'Torah that could be put anywhere. Why specifically here? Of course, Rabbi Nachman is going to explain it to us, and it will become illuminated to us. You'll be able to figure it out yourself as we go through the Torah. So Rabbi Nachman starts off, Ki Isa B'Divir Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman has a Torah in Reish Pei Beis, a well-known Torah, if not the most famous Torah in all of Likutei Maran, that this is going to be the Hakdama. This is going to be the Yisod we discussed last week. This is going to be that Torah that we're going to learn from deep. And Rabbi Nachman is going to take this Torah and use it, springboard, and use it for his whole halacha. And therefore, we need to learn this part of Rabbi Nachman strong. And we have to be medayik, and we have to spend a few days on learning this hakdama. This is a Torah from Likutei Maran, Reish Pei Beis. We have to learn it slow, and we have to think about it, and we have to digest it, in order that when Rabbi Nachman does open up, and he does take this Torah and expand it, that we have the proper foundation in order to understand what Rabbi Nachman is going to do with it. So here we go. So he's quoting from Reish Pei Beis. Shekesha Adam, says Rabbi Nachman. Whoever thought you would say Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman's name, at 1:15 in the middle of the afternoon, it should bring a smile to everybody's face. So Rabbi Nachman says, Shekesha Adam, Maschil Chapit Atma, when a person starts to search within himself, and we have to medayik, that this is a person who's doing his blameness. He's starting to search within himself, not memela. He's looking for something. And this person, what does he find? And he finds, unfortunately, within himself, he sees that he's far from the Kodesh Baruch. Why does he see that? How does he see that? Because he says, because he's filled with sins, and he's filled with blemishes, and it appears to him that he's very far. Based on his sins, based on his blemishes, it must be, he comes to the conclusion, that I'm a loser, that I'm far from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have a baseball player who strikes out twice a game. He bats 250. So does he have any hits? He has hits. He's hitting the ball one-fourth of the time. But he sees the three strikeouts or whatever, each game, right? He's up to bat four times a game. He strikes out three times. So he looks, which is, well, the Chatam, he strikes out three times, and it looks like he's a big loser. But says, but you need to search and see, you're not a big loser. You do hit the ball one out of four times. You do have goodness within you. Is it possible that a person could go and never do any good? How did you come to that conclusion? And I like to point out, Rabbi Nachman, often, if you'll pay attention, he'll say when a person is looking at something, v'nidmelo. See that word? In the second line there. V'nidmelo. It appears to him. Who told you that? Who told you that you're far from Hashem? Who made that up? Is that the Yetzer Hara talking, or is that the Yetzer Tov talking? The Nidmet, Dimyonos. you imagine that you're a big loser because you have a few pagam. Or you have a lot of pagam. You have a lot of chatam. It could be. But you never did good. You never did anything. You never did any mitzvahs. You never hit the wall once. But unfortunately, with the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh Bahamas, the Sitra Achra wants to destroy. And therefore, he makes everything look dark. Choshech. Like a state of sleeping. And therefore, even a little good that we have, he makes us think, he makes us not see it. He doesn't let us see it properly because of all the ra that we've done. And he says, V'afshigul ro shagam ma'an ha'tosha osu mother katzon. And says Rabbi Nachman, he says, that let's say you found an akuto. You searched, you found the light, but however, the Yitzhak wants to get us even more. Because even if you find the ma'an tov, he says, even that is filled with tzon. I did a mitzvah. Okay, yeah, but it wasn't so good. I didn't do a kavana. I wasn't happy. This person is constantly berating himself. He's putting himself down in a state of choshech. So he finds a good, you find the good nekuda, and it's not good enough. Who told you it wasn't good enough? Says Rabbi Nachman, "Afal pi kein I efshar she'engel eiz nekuda tova kofan." Says Rabbi Nachman, who cares? Once you find a nekuda tova, it's a nekuda tova. And even if that nekuda tova has some blemishes, it's still nekuda tova. It's a nekuda tova with blemishes. It doesn't take away the name nekuda tova. It's a mitzvah. You saw something good. You did something good for somebody else. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says you have to continually look. That we're talking about a person, like I said in the beginning, shikesha adam maskele chapis atzmo. A person is looking. A person doesn't look within himself to find bad. Often a person, menela, feels bad, thinks badly about himself. But if a person is searching, and he's looking for good, sometimes it's true. When he's searching out, he does find things that are wrong. He finds chesronos. But we can't get caught in that. Because the ultimate purpose of a person searching is that he's looking for good and is going to fix up. Why does a company do a cheshbon? Why do they do an accounting? To find bad? No, of course it's to find the good and to work on their numbers and to put the numbers in a good place and to do better. So when they find numbers that are off, where they throw up their hands and they chuck the whole thing, they have to work and find the goodness and find what they can do to make themselves better. We have to see here, this Torah is so deep because this is the whole difference in this Torah is a person being optimistic versus being pessimistic. A person who's working, he's positive. They have this study of positivity and negativity. So the study of positivity and negativity is every single second of every single moment of your life. Positivity comes from chesed, which is an expansion, and negativity comes from gevura, which is a constriction. Now, gevura often gets a bad rap because it sounds negative, but it means a constriction. So when a person is looking at himself, he's looking for the chesed, he's looking for the good. But very quickly, for whatever reason, we'll have to uncover within ourselves, we start to constrict, and we start to judge ourselves. Judging is also gevura. We start to judge every little nook and cranny that even when you find a mitzvah, no, it's not good enough. Who said it's not good enough? Who made that up? What Rabbi Nachman wants us to do, and this is going to be the main yesod, I think, is Rabbi Nachman wants a person to look at himself like God looks at. That's what we have to try to get to. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks down upon us, we all know Hashem loves us. And Hashem sees past all of those little things we may make mistakes with. Because if Hashem didn't look past it, well, we wouldn't be alive. Or we'd be in much worse situations than we were in. So if we're alive and we're happy and we have all this stuff, it must be that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking down upon us in a positive way, seeing all the Nekudas Tov. The Menachem wants us to get to that madriga. Because who said, when we're pessimistic, when we're negative, who said that that's true? Maybe we're wrong. It says in the Pasuk, Vayar lukim as the Or Ki Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Or Ki Tov. Tov is light. Light is Tov. And we have to find that light within ourselves to open ourselves up. The Yavdel Elokim Bein Ha'or Bein Choshech. And when you find that or, then you can make a separation from the or and the choshev. We'll continue this Torah tomorrow.